This is The Source on KSTX 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Hundreds of acres of undeveloped land on the city's north side and one of the last areas that hasn't been turned into houses and shopping centers, and it could be turned into a city park. Wow, that seems incredible. But water activists say there's a catch, and this needs to be discussed before the city council approves the deal on Thursday. We're going to hear from District 9 Councilmember Joe Cryer in just a couple of minutes. But first, we're going to hear from Annalisa Peace, head of the Greater Edwards Aquifer Alliance, and you're welcome to call in with your questions and comments. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. Email us at thesource@tpr.org and tweet us at @tprsource. And so, Annalisa Peace, welcome back to The Source.
Oh, hello.
So tell me your concerns. What's not to like?
Well, concerns mainly are that the city's really overpaying for this property. It's not been discussed, but San Antonio River Authority holds a permanent conservation easement on 84 acres of that land, for which the city's agreed to pay $10,000 an acre, while the Barrett County Appraisal District appraises that total 84 acres at just under $37,000, or like around $440 an acre. It goes up from there. And then we also have a big problem because in the agreement, part of the money that the city is giving will be used to extend Hardy Oaks Boulevard and Heidner Road. And so we haven't had an instance where Prop 1 funds have actually been used to subsidize development. And it's our understanding that part of the funds will also be used to put gravity feed sewer mains through that. So this deal popped up really fast. And frankly, I don't blame Councilman Cryer. He's trying to get creative with funding and fulfill the needs of his constituents. But our problem is this an appropriate use of Edwards Aquifer Protection funds?
It sounded like you had said earlier that your concern was by the city doing this deal, that you were that it is opening up other acreage, a lot of acreage, I think it was to development, and in the end we would be seeing a lot of houses built over an area that is sensitive to the aquifer, and that this is a deal that would allow that to happen.
Well, yeah, what's happening is the funds from this deal will be used to subsidize development of the contiguous acreage. And we do have a problem with that.
And couldn't that happen even if this deal didn't happen?
Yes, it could, but then would the city be in a position? I mean, these Prop 1 funds are scarce, and we need to prioritize their use. And is this the best use of these funds?
Right, but blocking this deal would not ultimately prevent that area from being developed, right?
No, but, you know, it's been overblown for the park because almost half of it is already under conservation easements, and really took exception when Mayor Taylor announced that, oh, 3,500 homes could be built on this site. Not really. So it's just not as good a deal for the city as it's been purported to be.
So what do you want to see happen here?
Well, frankly, I'd like to see a postponement. I'd like to see the city go back and try to negotiate a better deal or just nix this deal.
And what would that accomplish?
Well, for one thing, I think it would accomplish having a really transparent process for the use and expenditure of these Prop 1 funds.
Do you think that area, I mean, turning this into a park rather than turning the whole swath of property into homes and strip malls, is that, you know, half a loaf? Are we talking about half a loaf better than being no loaf at all? Or where do you see that philosophically?
Well, philosophically, okay, you've got these 204 acres. 84 of that is already under conservation easement, which means it will never be developed.
So they could never put houses on there to begin with.
Right.
So the city is buying land for a park that could never actually have been turned into a neighborhood anyway.
Right. That's correct.
Okay.
And then part of this, and we're looking at the floodplain map, part of this land that's being purchased is also within the floodplain, so it's unsuitable for development. The diversion dam, the Salado diversion dam, backs up a lot of water, so we haven't had the time, because this deal popped up so fast, to see how much. But so what it looks like to us is the property owners have shaved off a piece of land that they largely can't develop anyway in order to get money to put in to infrastructure to develop the rest of their tract.
So you're saying there's a good reason why this land hasn't been developed in the first place already?
That's correct.
And that, so the city is overpaying for the acreage, $10,000 an acre for the 84 preserved acres, despite the fact that the Bexar County Appraisal District lists this cost for this acres at $36,980 an acre.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, so why do you think that is?
That's a good question. It's something that I think really needs to be discussed. I mean, when we broke down the figures, you're looking at the 39 acres that they're talking about buying with bond money. That's almost $200,000 an acre is what they're proposing to purchase. So we think they came in with this $10 million figure. Now, I was at the meeting where this was proposed originally to take the whole $10 million out of Prop 1 funds, the Edward Aquifer Protection Plan funds, and the Citizens Advisory Board was no. So they cut that amount pretty much in half. So half is being paid with Prop 1 funds, $1 million from a road fund, and then the rest will be paid through a bond. But they originally came in, I think, with the figure like, we need this amount of money to pay for the infrastructure to develop the rest of this site. And so here's what we want the city to pay. And if they don't pay it, we're threatening to build a lot of homes on this site that largely isn't developable anyway.
Okay. In addition to your concern about this park deal, you're also raising a flag about the city annexing land that's over the Edwards Aquifer Recharge Zone that is currently in the ETJ, and that if it becomes annexed, then it'll be a concern about the impervious cover.
Yeah, and the Greater Edwards Aquifer Alliance is absolutely opposed to annexing those areas in the recharge zone. There's two of the sites proposed for the annexation that are within the recharge zone because right now in the city's extraterritorial jurisdiction.
Right. Well, we're going to have to get into that in depth later. I just wanted to make sure, let people know that that was an issue that's also on the table. We're out of time for our segment with you, Annalisa Peace of the Greater Edwards Aquifer Alliance. When we come back from the break, we're joined by Joe Cryer of District 9 to talk about his side of the story. This is The Source on KSTX. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Hundreds of acres of undeveloped land on the city's north side, one of the last areas that hasn't been turned into housing and shopping centers. And now it could be a park. That sounds pretty awesome and incredible, but water activists say there's a big catch, and this needs to be discussed before the city council approves the deal on Thursday. And we're joined by District 9 City Council Member Joe Cryer. This is in your district to talk about the deal, and you are in favor of this deal.
Absolutely. I think it's a historic opportunity for the city of San Antonio to preserve 204 acres of land over some of the most sensitive aquifer areas in our entire city. The Conservation Advisory Board, which has passed on what we acquire with the sales tax citizens approved for the last 20 years, told me that this property gave some of the best scientific results they have seen in 20 years of evaluating property to purchase. So number one, we preserve 204 sensitive acres. Number two, we acquire an area with walkways and paths that will be available to every citizen. And number three, we're picking up almost a dozen baseball and soccer fields. which are desperately needed.
All right, we're going to dig into these issues point by point that Annalisa Peace raised from the Greater Edwards Aquifer Alliance. But first, let's get to some of our phone calls. The number is 210-614-8980. If you have a concern, you want to vote in on the phone, this is what you want to do. And John is on the line. Hey, John, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Oh, and I'd like to thank you for having your guest on to explain her point of view. And in my mind, it seems absolutely ludicrous that what's in the best interest is to have 84 instead of 204 acres, simply because, well, that money could be used somewhere else. It sounds to me like any support that I had for her organization is completely gone, because it defies all logic and common sense that they would be satisfied with less, with money that's not coming from donations to protect some of the other more sensitive areas, that's not coming to fight some of the other larger issues about water in the city of San Antonio. It's almost a gift that these acres could be used, and just to be petty about it has made me lose all support for her and her organization.
Okay, John, thank you for calling in. I appreciate hearing your voice on that. I also want to go to Roger, who's on the line. Roger, hi. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, and Councilman, I can't thank you enough. It's Roger Gray, and I'm a commercial real estate broker. I was just shocked when she said that the $10,000 an acre price was too much to pay for prime development land in the heart of Stone Oak. That, if you can find more $10,000 an acre land in Stone Oak, I can sell every square inch of it. Just so that those who aren't in the business know, $50,000 an acre land would be cheap as it could be in Stone Oak, and you'd be looking anywhere from $100,000 an acre to $1 million or more an acre is more realistic prices for the heart of Stone Oak. So I think that this is a tremendous project. It's a great way to conserve a beautiful space in the heart of a very densely developed area, and I can't think of a better project in Councilman Cryer's district. And thank you, Councilman Joe, for doing this.
Well, let me say two things about that. Roger, thank you for calling. I agree with you completely. Number one, I have deep respect for Annalisa Peace's commitment to the aquifer, which I share. It is our sole source of drinking water. That's why the city got into sales tax subsidized purchases of land over the aquifer for the last 20 years. This particular park was, number one, approved unanimously by the Conservation Advisory Board, and number two, the appraisal on this park land, which is what set the price for it, was determined by an appraisal commissioned by the Conservation Advisory Board and conducted by the Nature Conservancy. So this is not a cooked-up number or a developer-friendly number. It is an independent appraisal, and fortunately for all of us, the family agreed to accept the appraised value.
So, Councilman Cryer, though when you hear Annalisa Peace, and of course I concur with you that I certainly respect her stance and all the work that she's done over the years for protection of the aquifer, but you hear her concerns, does that make you at least take another look and make sure that you didn't miss something?
No, I do not. We've been working on this for well over a year now. The Parks Department has vetted this project from stem to stern. Again, we have an opportunity to acquire 200 acres of land, which the family that owns it could have developed right now, and we could have chainsaws out there today taking out hundreds of heritage live oaks. I don't think anybody, including Ms. Peace, would like to see that happen.
What about the point that this is land, some of this land is already under conservation easement due to the Salado Diversion Dam?
Well, the point of the matter is that the family had agreed to some impervious cover limitations on the property they are retaining some time ago. So you won't see as much development on what they have retained as Ms. Peace would suggest. Secondly, she mentions that it wouldn't have been built for homes. We're not talking homes. We're talking thousands of apartment units. And we can argue whether it's 2,000 or 3,500 or 4,000 apartment units. And I've gotten recommendations or advice that it's all of those. But those thousands of apartment units will not be built. It will take the pressure off the infrastructure of that area, and it will require less schools to be built in that area.
So there's development and then there's high density development.
That's exactly right. If we had not stepped in and acquired this land quickly, I would be subject to criticism from people 25 years from now saying, Councilman, you had the chance to take this property out of development and you didn't do it at a very reasonable price recommended by independent appraisers. Shame on you. I didn't want to see that happen.
So what about the road extensions that are being talked about, Hebner Road and Hardy Oak Boulevard?
Well, two things. Number one, residents have been discussing those extensions since before I got on city council. And number two, the rules that the city now has require that the property owner slash developer contribute at least 50% of the cost of those road extensions. So the family, by example, has committed to take the money they're receiving for the land that goes into the park and use a substantial portion of it to pay for those road improvements.
But it seems like there's so much money that can be made through the development of this type of land that they could have found that money, borrowed for it, and had that road, these roads extended, found the money, the 50% for the road extension, and not have gone through the city for this park deal.
Well, frankly, I got into this because the family had asked their engineer to come see me about doing just what you've suggested, developing the property, cutting down the trees, and beginning the road improvements. And we agreed that the best use of the property was for a park, and then spent the last year coming up with a package that, frankly, is a win-win for everybody. The city gets a great new park. Kids on the north side get more baseball and soccer fields, and residents get places that they can recreate where Mother Nature is as spectacular as you're going to find Mother Nature.
Let's go back to the phone calls. We have a city council member from District 9, Joe Cryer, with us in the studio as we talk about the proposed plan for the purchase of the Kaysen-Steuben Ranch for a new San Antonio park on the city's north side. Robert is on the line. Robert, hi. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Well, I believe that the aqua recharge zone, wherever it exists, should be remain pretty pristine, primarily because it is the source of water for San Antonio. But I believe also that a lot of the oligarchs who run the city don't give a damn about that because they can afford all the bottled water they need, including taking baths in it. I question Councilman Cryer's glorious and expansive description of the project, but he's only a spokesman for those oligarchs, and there's probably a snake in the grass hidden there somewhere.
Okay, Robert, thank you for your call. And so let's go to City Councilman Joe Cryer. And, you know, there is an attitude in San Antonio that Robert is sort of helping channel here, which is like the developers have control over City Hall. They funnel all this money. They're lobbying City Hall, and they basically can do whatever they want. They call the shots.
Well, number one, I don't think that's true. And number two, this particular project demonstrates that's not true. If the developers only wanted development, they would have persuaded the family to take more money, which they could have gotten than the Conservation Advisory Board recommends, and develop this property. The family, which has owned this land for three generations, to its credit, has said, we are willing to take this appraised value because we like the use it's being put to, which is parkland and playing fields.
So if it were to go through, you guys vote on it on Thursday. How soon will kids be hitting home runs?
Well, the other nice thing that the family has done is they have agreed to take their payment in two pieces. A part of the property will be purchased up front with the aquifer protection funds. The remaining part of it is contingent on the 2017 bond campaign, number one, including part of the property, and number two, that bond campaign passing. So they're willing to delay getting the full payment for the property until after the 2017 bond issue passes.
All right, another caller, and Gilles, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. I had a quick question, and that is, I understand that 200 acres are being conserved and will be turned into parks. My question is, what is the total amount of acres of ranch that we're talking about, and what is the plan for the rest of it, just to get some more background information on what's happening with the rest of the land and what's the total amount of land we're talking about.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Sure. Thank you. Number one, a big chunk of the remaining property is the Martin Marietta Quarry, which is under lease from the Klassen-Stubing family and will operate until at least 2025, and that's about half of the remaining property. Of the other half, the family certainly has the right to develop it. Some of it will be for commercial uses. Frankly, I don't think there's enough room with the impervious cover agreement to develop all that much residential on it, but they will be using the proceeds of their sale to pay for a substantial portion of the road extensions.
All right, one last caller. Let's get Aaron on the air. Aaron, hi, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. It's kind of cool.
All right, well, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that the case of Steuben Ranch, it's an interesting prospect, but I think the reason that so many of us in San Antonio are having a hard time sort of stomaching it is because it seems like yet another game of fast and loose with the Edwards Aquifer. It just seems like so many decisions that we make that should really be more attentive to our water needs go unnoticed. And so we always sort of end up asking the same question again, well, what is our water plan for the next 20, 30, 40 years?
All right,
so it just sort of seems like another step in that direction.
Okay, great. Because it brings up the point, I mean, we're talking about how sensitive this area is and how it has to be preserved for the aquifer. But look all around it. I mean, it's developed. This is the last hold.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, this is one of the largest remaining undeveloped tracts of land on the north side of San Antonio. So it's an unparalleled opportunity to preserve 200-plus acres of it. I have spent a huge amount of time in the 2.5 years I've been on council working on how do we make sure San Antonio has pure water, not for the next decade, but for the next 3 or 4 decades. And I think we've made real progress on that. And I think the council is committed to doing that regardless of what any constituent group supports, because it's the right thing to do.
All right. I want to thank you, Joe Cryer, for joining us this afternoon as we discuss the developments with this park deal. And you vote on it on Thursday, and I guess you're voting how?
I am voting in favor of it and urging my colleagues to join me, and I trust they will.
All right. And when we come back from the break, an incredible story of a former Texas slave who disguised himself as a Mexican businessman, went to New York, became a multimillionaire. How that happened, this is The Source on KSTX.